Just One Goal by Robert Munch. A rink, a rink, a rink, said Sierra to her father. A rink on the river would be nice. I would not have to go all the way across town to play hockey. The ice on the river is a mess, said her father. It froze all jagged and bumpy. We can't make a rink. A rink, a rink, a rink, said Sierra to her mother. A rink on the river would be nice. I would not have to go all the way across town to play hockey. Too bumpy, said her mother. The river ice is too bumpy to make a rink. A rink, a rink, a rink, said Sierra to her sisters. A rink on the river would be nice. I could walk right out the back door and down to the river and play on my own rink. Well, we had to go across town to play hockey, said Sierra's sisters, and that was good enough for us. So you have to go across town just like we did. Okay, 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 said Sierra. She got a glass of warm water and a spoon and went across the backyard down the hill to the frozen, bumpy river. She used the water and the spoon to make a very small hockey rink, a good hockey rink for ants. Sierra spent the whole day carrying warm water down to the river. She worked till it was dark and the northern lights came out. Finally, her rink was big enough for a small dog. Sierra's dad came looking for her and said, "Wow, a rink! You really made a rink!" "And I am just a little kid," said Sierra. The next day, Sierra's dad rented a bulldozer and flattened a lot of river ice. Then all the neighbors came down and helped. By the time the northern lights came out, there was a real people-sized rink on the river. "A rink, a rink, a rink," yelled Sierra. "A real rink on the river, and now I do not have to go all the way across town to play hockey." Sierra started skating and did not go to bed at all that night. The next day, Sierra put up a sign that said, "River Rats Rink," and lots of kids came to play. But no matter what side Sierra was on, her team always lost. One game that Sierra might have won ended when a moose went to sleep in the net. Another game ended when a bear chased everyone off the ice. Another game ended when a bunch of teenagers raced through on their snowmobiles. And that is why Sierra's team did not want to end a tied game just because the ice was a little wet. It was Sierra's last chance to win a game that year. But suddenly, the rink started floating down the river while the rest of the ice crashed and boomed around it. The players did not notice. Sierra's mom noticed. "Ah!" yelled Sierra's mom. "Break up!" She ran along the river yelling, "Stop! Stop! Stop!" But the players could not hear because the ice was making so much noise. Sierra's father ran along the river yelling, "Stop! Stop! Stop!" But the players could not hear because the ice was making so much noise. Then all the parents ran along the river yelling, "Stop! Stop! Stop!" But the teams just kept playing. "The bridge!" yelled Sierra's mom. "We can catch them at the bridge!" Everyone jumped into their cars and drove to the bridge. Then the dads hung from the bridge and the mums hung from the dads, and the mums grabbed their kids as the rink went floating by. But nobody got Sierra. She had the puck and was skating very fast towards the goal. Sierra's dad ran to his car, got his fishing rod, and cast his hook way, way, way down the river. He caught Sierra just as she scored. "We win!" yelled Sierra's team. And all the moms and dads fainted. Then the kids carried their moms and dads to a restaurant and fed them hot chocolate while Sierra planned next year's rink.